This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up 24-7, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this evening? How are you this morning?
Well, evening for you, morning for us. Very, very yeah. Well. Gwyneth, I wanted to share something with you. I was chatting with Jason about this morning. So there are people who have been duped into thinking that electric cars are the be-all, end-all. And they, you know, electric cars are not new. I saw one that was built in 1906 in a museum, and it had an Edison battery, a nickel iron battery in it. And the thing worked, and it was a production model, and you could buy it in 1906, well over 100 years ago, over 110 years ago. And so the electric car is nothing new. Elon Musk, you know, kind of making people think that he's invented something. Well, he's just improved on it. Well, so electric vehicle owners were thinking that, you know what, there's a tax on gasoline, you know, around 40 to 50 cents per gallon, depending on where you live, maybe even a little higher in some places in the United States. And so people were thinking, boy, this is great. It's green. It doesn't pollute. Well, that's not true either. It does pollute because generating electricity does cause pollution, whether it be coal or natural gas or nuclear reactors. Whatever it is, it causes pollution. Okay. Even hydro. Well, in the construction of the hydro equipment. All right, so people have thought they can avoid paying gasoline sales tax. And the roads are built, allegedly, using the sales tax from gasoline, which is built into every gallon that you purchase. Well, in Illinois, the people who have electric vehicles are now being taxed $248 a year to make up for the lost gasoline tax revenue. So to register your vehicle, which used to cost $17.50 to register a vehicle in Illinois, if you have an electric vehicle, it will now be $248. But they were, meaning these lawmakers, were proposing $1,000 a year. $1,000 a year to register your vehicle. And it happened in... Something similar happened in England, too. People were led to buy diesel vehicles because they get greater fuel economy. Well, that worked for a short time. And that was until the legislators, the lawmakers, the rulemakers, the oppressors decided that there would be a tax. So if you want to go into London, you pay a daily tax. And they hiked the fees for owning diesel vehicles. So people had diesel vehicles, wanted to dump them. But in Europe, you can get 50 miles per gallon easily, with a diesel vehicle, you know, small little runabout. But this is kind of interesting what these lawmakers do. And I think people who lead the villagers into a corral and then attack them, I think there need to be special penalties for those kinds of guys. And there is one state who is going to be signing into law that once a pedophile, a perverted sex offender, has been released from prison, the males will be castrated. So if you're a child predator, a child sex offender, you would be castrated in this state. And I'll have to look up exactly which state it is, but I was reading about that last night. And I was thinking, okay, well, what a great idea. Okay, so let's castrate these males who prey on little children. After we cut the tongues out of those politicians who lie to us. So they should lead by example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They should lead by example. So if they want to cut off the reproductive organs of men who are sex offenders, well, then let's cut the tongues off of politicians who are lying to us and cheating us and leading us to slaughter. And I mean it. I'm not exaggerating. So first, let's do that. Then we'll see how well that works. And if it works really well, then we can proceed on to the sex offenders. You know, because I think politicians should lead by example in everything they do. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's like this. It is hypocrisy what these politicians are doing. You know, they're all in it just for money, power, and control. They don't care about us. And, you know, it kind of leads into what, you know, the email. I don't know if you got the email that I sent you earlier about, you know, how our politicians here in Australia are busy left, right, and centre committing high treason. They, you know, they're not setting a good example. There's currently three Chinese warships docked in Sydney Harbour. How's that? And the ABC, the Australian ABC, reported on it. And they said, it's okay, you know, they're just here stocking up and having some R&R, you know, so you don't have to worry about it. I think we do have to worry about it, you know. And these politicians, with their tongues, are deceiving the people in a most treasonous way. They're telling the people with their tongues that, you know, it's all okay. The Chinese ships are just here having some rest and recreation. When, you know, like I said, Blind Freddy knows, and everybody else knows as well, that the Chinese are bent on world domination. They're bent on world domination in America. They're bent on world domination everywhere else. And, you know, I think that actually cutting out their tongues would be a bit too good for them, to be perfectly honest. Because I don't enemy ships in the port in previous days. You know what the penalty would have been in previous days? It would have been
the gallows, drawing and quartering, stand up against this wall just for a minute, and we're going to have these guys aim their rifles at you, yeah, and yeah. It was the Alabama legislature passed a bill requiring child sex offenders to undergo castration. Now it's going to be chemical castration, whatever that is. So I guess that's a little more humane.
Well. I know particular pedophiles who are for sure pedophiles who are actually women. So the absence of a male set of genitals, you know, really doesn't make you stop being a pedophile. The problem is with these people in their minds. That is where the real problem is. They, you know, it's, oh my gosh. I should point out before I continue any further, okay? I'm not necessarily advocating that we should harm these people. All that I'm saying is, what would happen if you have a dog that habitually attacks sheep or other livestock? what would you need to do to that dog?
Well, most people would put him down.
Yeah.
That's what farmers would do.
That's right. That's what happens here in Australia. What's worth more, a sheep, a cow, or a child? And I know that you have the death penalty in the United States, in many states. And I think that, in states where they have the death penalty in the United States, that the death penalty ought to be applicable to child molesters. Because, you know, a dog is worth less than a human, and a cow or a sheep is worth less than a human. And yet if a dog attacks a sheep or a cow, it gets the death penalty. It does.
Right.
And I know that that's going to be really controversial, okay? But I know that in the United States, you've got the death penalty. And, you know, I think that that should be one of the things that people ought to be put down for. I think that the death penalty has its place. And I think that that is probably a good place for it. Yeah, so that's my humble opinion.
Well, there's a rifle. There's a rifle in the United States made by Sturm Ruger, and it's called a ranch rifle. And it's chambered for different cartridges, but the idea is this is a rifle that the farmers would carry with them as they travel throughout their farm, so that predators attacking their livestock can be dispatched, killed by the farmer. And that's what happens. And literally, it's called a ranch rifle.
And but like I say, I'm aware that pedophiles by the authorities seem to be a protected species. And personally, I think it's wrong. And my views, with all of the people who might be listening to this broadcast, my views are already well known. So I'm not saying anything here that people who might be listening who already know me don't know about me already. So I think the death penalty ought to be something that applies to child molesters, because it applies to dogs that attack sheep and cattle. And, you know, a child is certainly worth more than a cow or a sheep.
What do you think about, how about politicians who take bribes in favor of large chemical corporations and military weapons corporations? They take bribes, and as a result, those chemical companies and weapons companies pollute the planet. What do you think should happen to those kinds of politicians who take those bribes? But they wouldn't call them bribes. They would call them political contributions. Which
campaign
is
contributions.
What do you think should happen to those people?
I think that their day will come. And that's all I'm going to say there. You know?
Okay.
So, their day will come.
I think everybody knows. I think everybody knows in their own minds what that means by the day, their day will come. Yeah. Okay. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, up in the middle of the night, her night, our daytime, our morning, so that she can share with you her thoughts, experience, and wisdom. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth lives on a farm. She lives in a mud brick farmhouse. She lives off-grid. She generates her own electricity with her solar system. She's got an inverter and a battery bank. And she collects her own water from the rain. She lives in the middle of pretty much nowhere in Australia. Gwyneth, what's next?
Okay. It's a bit of a different broadcast for us this evening, because I've actually made a campsite up the back of my block, and I'm actually broadcasting with a cell phone from this campsite up the back of the block. And this is a typical Australian bush camp. It's not with tents. It's with lean-to frame structures made with sheet metal. So that's something a little different. And I've got the campfire before me, and I've got my bed rugs with me, and I've got a pot of water on the stove, which is basically a hole in the ground with a fire in it, and the water's going to be boiled soon, and I'm going to make a cup of tea. The house is still down at the bottom of the hill. But the reason why I'm at the top of the hill, at the back of my block, is because the phone signal is better here. And their phone company is just, they're charging like wounded bulls. Their service is going through the floor, you know. And not sure if I'll even have a landline in the near future. And so tonight is a trial to see how it goes, broadcasting from my bush camp at the back of my block. So, how is the signal coming across?
It's okay. It's not as good as the landline, but it's okay. But let me make sure that our class understands what you're saying. When you say the back of your block, you're not talking about a neighborhood block like in the city on our block. You're talking about the block of land that you have in the middle of nowhere. You've climbed to the top of your hill. You've climbed to the top of your hill. You set up a lean-to shelter, and you've got a campfire there, which is a hole in the ground with some wood burning. You've got a tea kettle over it, and you're going to make some tea, and you are broadcasting in the dark, in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, with no...
That's about it.
And what's it?
I've ever had anyone broadcast like that before.
Of course not. Of course not. Nobody has... No one has the courage. No one has the know-how. No one has the stamina. And let me ask you this, Gwyneth. What's the temperature like?
It's actually quite mild tonight. Theo was here. That was my son. He was here, but he said, "Mum, it's too cold. I'm going back to the house." But the way that I've got the lean-to built, it's actually quite cozy because I've got the sheet metal rigged up on about a 45-degree angle, and it's reflecting the heat back towards me. So the fire is in front of me. The heat from the fire is going up into the sheet metal and is actually bouncing back. And it's quite warm and cozy. And it's a well-known method, basically, for having a cozy campsite. And it's much cozier than a tent would be. And because the weather, even if it started to rain, the angle that I've got the sheet metal on, with relation to, north, south, east, and west, is basically if any wind were to come up or if any rain were to fall, it would be falling directly on the sheet metal and not on me. So, all of the wind would be coming downwind of me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What is the temperature in Celsius right now where you are about?
Oh, gosh. I would say somewhere in the low single figures Celsius.
Okay. Like 5 degrees?
Maybe between 2 and 5 degrees.
Okay. Well, if it's 2 degrees, that's 35 degrees, class. 2 degrees Celsius is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll be right back with Gwen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, President Trump joining other world leaders in Portsmouth, England, one day before the actual anniversary of the largest amphibious invasion in human history. Queen Elizabeth, speaking at the event, remembered those who gave their lives that day.
Many of them would never return, and the heroism, courage, and sacrifice of those who lost their lives will never be forgotten.
The president will attend another D-Day event tomorrow in France. Private sector job creation slowing in May. The ADP private payroll jobs report shows only 27,000 new private sector jobs. That's the lowest since March of 2010. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years. And this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This can be slightly.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Gwyneth is broadcasting at a camp that she made, a lean-to camp, out of some material she had on her farm. She dug a hole and she's got a fire going. And she's in the middle of nowhere on a hilltop in Australia in your winter. It's your winter now, isn't it, Gwyneth?
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
So,
and
that's,
it's quite cozy.
Well, I can't think of any other broadcast that would be doing this. Now, we've seen special reports, you know, over the years where a reporter would go out there on an assignment, but not as a regular thing. So, if I'm not confused, this is the plan from now on, because the cost of your landline has gone up so much that you just aren't going to do it anymore. Is that right?
Well, I'm going to try to avoid having a landline because it's costing me about $100 a month. And because we live in the location that we live in, almost every phone call is a toll call. Almost every phone call is a long distance call. You know, and with the exception of just a very few to that neighbouring town down the road there or that neighbouring town over the road there, you know, which one of the towns is 40 kilometres away, the other town is 20 kilometres away. This is probably about, you know, it's 30 miles or whatever away. That's the nearest towns. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. And I just received a text message from my phone company, and they said, we're just letting you know that we're going to reduce the features on your particular service. And I thought, so they're charging me the sun, the moon, and the stars for a landline, and they are not going to provide the services that they used to provide, you know? And I'm going, what's going on here? And the only thing I can think of is that they are wanting to wind up the whole POT system. That's the only reason I could really think of why they would want to be doing this. You know?
Yeah, I believe the word. I believe you used the word POTS system. Class, let me tell you what that means. That's P. O-T-S. That's telephony vernacular for plain old telephone service. So if you were talking to a guy who works or a gal who works for the phone company, they would talk about POTS lines, which means plain old telephone service lines, those copper wires that run from their central office to your house. That's what a POTS line is. And I think you're absolutely right. I think they are trying to wind it down. And our road is about 5 miles long. It's a dirt road, and the wires are trenched into the ground. And every once in a while, they come up to a telephone connection pedestal, and they go back underground. Well, what's happened is the phone service is so lousy, the POTS service is so lousy here, that people are just giving up, and they're going to cell phones. They're giving up the Internet over the telephone service, which would be DSL, and they're going to wireless Internet. They're buying a little device. They're recharging it with a card every month, and that's their Internet because they've had it. They've had it with this lousy phone service, the same phone service that I'm trying to use, and it's just miserable. So, class, if it happens to you that your phone service is unpredictable, every time you lose phone service, just jot down when you've lost it. When your lines come back, call the phone company and demand a credit or compensation. And so I've demanded as much as a full month's compensation, and I've received it. And they tell me I call too much. And I tell them, I don't like calling you guys. I don't like it. I only call because your service is lousy. And that's the only way you're going to get it fixed. But what may happen is they may say, you know what, we just can't stand this anymore. These guys keep calling and complaining about how lousy our service is, so we won't offer it anymore. We'll just go with wireless. That's probably the next thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I refuse. I absolutely refuse to pay full price for something that I don't get in full. Okay? I refuse to do it. So if I'm paying for a month's worth of service and I get less than that, I want to be compensated for it. And I want to be compensated for my time to tell them that their service is lousy. GoDaddy called me about a week ago, I guess. And a guy calls up and he says, hi, I'm like Steve from GoDaddy. This call may be monitored. No, this call is recorded for training and quality purposes. Hey, Steve, I don't agree to that. Well, that's up to you, Mr. Finelli. Okay. And I said, so are you going to turn off the recording? He said, no. I said, okay, goodbye. That's how I'm handling these things. I don't have time for this. I am not going to waste my time. I'm not going to debate with them If they do things that I don't approve of, I'm not participating. It's as simple as that. Store does me dirty, I'm not going back. Store rips me off, I'm going to make it even, and then I'm not going back. And you can do it too, class.
Yep. And that's, you know, it's really interesting how you mentioned that, because I've got a new hobby. Actually, it's something that I've been doing for a number of years, but it's only been recently that I've gotten really good at it. And that's called troll hunting. And do you know what troll hunting is?
I can't wait to hear.
When you get somebody on the internet who comes on and they begin to attack somebody who you think is a good person on the internet, and that they're usually quite deranged in their mannerisms about it, you know, and I'm sure we can all think of people like that. But I'm losing patience with these people, you know. And I had one particular fellow, and I actually had warned him that if he didn't back off that I was going to make him famous. So I think I can make him famous. His name is called Les Power, okay. And Les Power was having a go at a friend of mine by the name of Wayne Glue. Now, Wayne Glue is actually a personal friend of mine. He and his wife, Juliana, are very good friends of mine. And when I was living in Geraldton, Wayne would from time to time pop into my place and have a cup of tea or coffee with me. And we would discuss our politics and the common law. That was an area that both he and I were interested in, and he was actually a great deal of help in my education in that area. But anyway, this guy, Les Power, he got a problem. And you know what his problem is, Vincent? He thinks that the police are good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you imagine that?
You know, so big him and I don't get on. And Wayne is actually a retired policeman. He's actually a retired police detective, okay? And Wayne and I get on great, but guess what? Wayne doesn't get on with the rest of the blue team anymore. He's been shoved to the outside. Mm-hmm. They don't like him. Because he won't buy into their cartel. He thinks that a cop's job ought to be to go and get the bad guy. And I agree with him. I'm not against the police. I'm just against the police behaving as a criminal cartel. And I'm not alone in my perception of the police behaving as a criminal cartel. Because guess what? There's a particular motorcycle club here in Australia. I think they're also in the United States. They're called the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, okay? And they're quite strong in Victoria. And the president of the Bandidos lives in a town probably about an hour or 90 minutes drive from here called Echuca, okay? And he came out in the national press, okay, I think I sent you that article too in the same email or in another email. And he came out in the national press, the president of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, and said the police are nothing but another criminal gang. And that's a quote. So I don't know if you have that article in front of you, Vincent.
No, I don't. But I can tell you this, that my understanding is that the Bandidos Motorcycle Club is a club with worldwide membership, about over 20 countries, over 200 chapters, and about 5,000 members. It was founded in the 1960s, or formed in the 1960s, in Texas, in the United States. And they have a motto, and their motto is, we are the people our parents warned us about.
Yeah. So these people do not pretend to be good people. And I'm not saying that they're good people, but what they are saying is that the president of the Bandidos in Australia has come out and said the cops are nothing but another criminal gang. And
we have,
I think that that's a very, very interesting comment for him to make.
Well, we have a one of our class members, one of our students, is a cop. And he calls me every once in a while. And he told me one day he was a cop. And I said, are you serious? And he said, yeah. And I said, and you listen to USA Prepares? He said, every day. And I said, and you hear the things I say about the police? And he said, yes. And I said, well, how do you feel about that? And he said, I agree with you. He's not a former cop. He is a cop. And I said, well, I'll bet you don't get along so well with your peers. And he said, not at all. He doesn't get along with the fellow cops. Because they are a criminal cartel. They are shaking down we the villagers. I've asked him to come on the radio with me, and he would prefer not to do that. He's listening right now. He's probably wondering what I'm going to say and if I'm going to expose him, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to expose him. I'm not going to betray that trust. So here we have one guy. Now, I haven't met him, but it appears to be that he's different from all the rest. And he's not in the shakedown business. And he's told me about some of his adventures and how he would help people. And he was one of those protect and serve, be friendly, and do the kinds of things that we always expected the cops to do before they became the Blue Plague, many of them. So I've never met him, but he may be the only one who's not the Blue Plague.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Live in Australia in a bush camp, Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, I'd like to take a short detour and save the New South Wales police convictions. I've got that in front of me for right after the top of the hour. I think it's going to be unbelievable for our class to hear what the blue team has been up to, attacking the villagers. But before that, I want to share something that I think is an important safety announcement. So yesterday, my son came home with some steel barrels, 55-gallon barrels, sometimes they're called drums, for moving purposes and for storing things like dog food, chicken food, those kinds of things in to keep the mice away and the predators away from these feed items. So I put them on a trailer. We strapped them down, and I got out the high-pressure washer. I connected it to the hose and tried to start it, and it wouldn't start. And here's what happened. And this is a very serious situation, class, and this is going to happen to probably all of your equipment as well. I'm talking about gasoline-powered engines, these single-cylinder engines with the fuel tank above the carburetor. So here's what happens. The carburetors fail, and the shutoff valves fail. So fuel comes out of the tank, which is at the highest point of the engine, single-cylinder gasoline engine, like a lawnmower engine, rototiller engine, pressure washer engine, you name it, those kinds of engines, the kind you pull with a rope to start. Well, the carburetor, well, first of all, the fuel shutoff valves don't work right. After a while, they degrade, and they don't shut off the fuel. So the fuel will continue leaking downhill through the shutoff valve that's off into the carburetor. The carburetor leaks fuel, and it shouldn't. It should have a float that shuts off the fuel. And the fuel will leak into the through the air cleaner area, down into the combustion chamber, through the piston rings, and into the oil. Some of the fuel will probably leak out the air cleaner onto the engine and possibly onto the ground or wherever you have it stored in your garage. What I'm talking about is a carburetor system, a fuel system, with a shutoff and a gas tank that leaks fuel. We've had two of these that have done it. Two different brands, Asian-made engines. One's a Honda, and one is a Honda knockoff on a Troy-built rototiller. They both have the same problem. They both leak fuel, and it's not our fault, because every time I'm done with using these devices, I shut off the fuel, and I run the engine until the carburetor's out of fuel. But that's not good enough. So what happens is, and this is really serious, it can cause a fire because of the volatilized gasoline in your garage, if you happen to have it in your garage. The fuel can spill on the muffler, and the whole thing can catch on fire very easily. You can die. You can be burned. It's a mess. Now, why is this happening? Well, I called Troy Bilt, and they said, oh, yeah. Well, you need a new carburetor. How much is that? About $87. I said, are you kidding me? The whole thing's worth $300, the whole rototiller. Well, you can buy a brand new original equipment manufacturer carburetor on eBay for about $14. And that's what I did. Okay? Now, the pressure washer and the rototiller had the same exact problem. The fuel leaked past the needle and seat float control in the carburetor fuel bowl. It leaked into the past the intake valve, into the combustion chamber, down into the engine oil. Now, you can find out very easily. You can just remove the dipstick, unscrew it, and then look at it and say, wait a minute, this is overfilled. It's not overfilled. It's because fuel has diluted the engine oil and increased the volume of the engine oil by mixing with the gasoline. If that's the case, you are going to destroy your engine when you start it, because your fuel is mixed with the engine oil, so you have less lubrication. And an air-cooled engine is lubricated and cooled by the oil. So you're going to destroy your engine if you don't have a fire. So pay attention, check your oil level, and see if this is happening to you. If it is, you're going to need to replace the carburetor because you can't clean it. It doesn't work. I've tried. So you'll have to get a carburetor and you have to bolt it on. And these companies that sell these products will tell you, if you call them, oh, yeah. Those carburetors, yeah, they're a normal replacement maintenance item. You know, you change the spark plug, you change the air filter, you change the carburetor. Nonsense. And the reason this is all happening is because the government corporation has said, we need to put alcohol in the gasoline at a ratio of 10%. So alcohol attracts water. It causes the carburetor to not function right because the water sitting in the bottom of the fuel bowl rusts the fuel bowl, corrodes, jams open the needle and seat, and then gasoline runs into your crankcase and out the air cleaner. So that's a quick safety announcement. It's absolutely true. And during the week, if you'd like to call and say, oh yeah, that's happened to me, I'd love to hear your call. Gwyneth and I will be right back. We're going to be talking about the cops.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.